work just to get a little maple syrup. It'd be a lot easier just to buy it from the store.
That's true, but being patient will pay off eventually, just like it does in your spiritual life. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. Is it hard for you to see how you're growing more like Jesus? Sometimes you can't always tell how he's changing you. Sometimes it takes some time to see how you're growing. That's why Jesus died for you, to save you and forgive you and always be with you. And that means he'll never give up on changing you to be more like him. Philippians 1:6 says it best. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Jesus started something special in you, and he will make sure to finish it. Our story today is called Not Finished Yet. Are we going to tap all the trees today? Asked Soren as he helped Dad drill a hole into the trunk of a maple tree and insert a little pipe. That will take forever. Making maple syrup does take a long time, and it's hard work, said Dad. But it's worth the effort. Once all the maple trees had buckets hanging from the pipes to collect the sap that would drip out during the week, they returned to the house and Soren slumped into a chair. In another week or so, we'll have to collect all those buckets of sap, he said. But we won't have syrup yet. First, we'll have to dump the sap into a big container and build a fire under it and boil it for a long time. By the time the water is out of the sap, we'll probably have one little pail of syrup. He sighed. All that work for just a little syrup. It'd be a lot easier to just buy syrup instead of making it. True, said Mom, but it wouldn't be nearly as good. We're going for quality. Keep at it and we'll be eating the best pancakes ever. Do not grow weary in doing good, said Dad. Soren smiled. I know that Bible verse, but I don't think it's talking about making syrup. I don't think so either, said Dad. But maybe we can learn something if we compare making syrup with growing spiritually. As we patiently keep that fire going under the sap, we get good results, delicious maple syrup. And as God works in our hearts, helping us to get to know Jesus better and show his love to others, he brings out good results too. Mom nodded. As we make maple syrup this year, let's remember that God is doing similar work in us. We can trust him to use the experiences of our lives to make us more like Jesus and grow in our relationship with him. He isn't finished with any of us yet. He will patiently continue his work in us until the day we see Jesus face to face. Well, what about you? Are you struggling in your Christian walk through life? Do you do the same wrong things over and over or wish you felt closer to God? Being a Christian doesn't mean you'll always feel close to God or won't ever struggle with sin, but Jesus promises to always be with you and forgive you. He died and rose again to save you, and he will continue his work throughout your life. He began a good work in you when you first trusted in him, and he promises to finish it. Our key verse is Philippians 1:6.
He, God, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
And our key thought for today, trust God for spiritual growth. Lent is a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Thank God for his blessings and ask him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.